Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I have Fairfield Chief of Police, Keith Gallclasure. And Keith, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you today?
Just fine. It's a kind of a snowy morning out there.
The winter has arrived.
Well, not officially, but
well,
the unofficial winter has arrived, huh?
What are you saying? After Thanksgiving, or where do you go?
You know, I wait until the official day.
Okay.
I might may complain about winter weather until winter officially begins. But, you know, the 20th of December is a good day for me.
Fair enough. I'll accept that.
Okay. And March, 17th, 19th, right in there, when spring begins, it's a great day too.
All right.
And it can't come soon enough.
It's not even that cold yet.
Well, no, but it's too cold for me.
Okay.
All right. How about you and the police department? Cold enough for you?
I think it's working good.
Okay.
We accept all weather.
Oh, okay. Working all weather.
Like the mail.
Not. Okay. All right. That's a completely different subject with which we will not talk about. So we're going to talk about winter preparedness, stuff like that, holiday driving, and the holidays coming up here in just a few moments with Chief of Police Keith Gallclasure in just a moment on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Reverse mortgages are just a bad deal for two reasons. One is that you're taking old people that have a paid-off home and putting them back into debt. That's obviously a bad idea. And then the second problem is the interest rates and the fees are just ridiculous. You've worked your whole life to get your home paid off, and now you're systematically going to go back into debt? Don't do that. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
All right, we are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Chief of Police, Keith Gallclasure. And it happens to be a snowy morning today. The day we're recording this might not be on Friday when this recording airs. But winter, you got to be starting to think about winter weather. So winter driving tips. What are the winter driving tips? What do you suggest?
Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down.
That's always a good idea,
yes,
though.
Anyway, beyond the winter weather, leave with extra time.
That
way you arrive on time. Be careful of cars out in the morning with the frost on the windows.
Okay.
Completely defrost those before you leave. Do not make the little submarine
circle of death.
Yep. Clean the whole windshield. You know, wake up a little early, turn that car on, get the heater going.
Right.
Plus, be more comfortable for you driving if it's warm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always nice to come into a warm car.
And not just the front window, side window, so you can see, mirrors.
Back window.
Yep. So, just a lot of practical things. Pack some blankets. Just if you're going to travel, let somebody know you're traveling. Estimate time of arrival. That way, if something does happen...
What about your route? Do you plan out your route? Let somebody know what route you're taking, just in case you're not going to show up?
Yeah, if you're traveling home for the holidays, I'll be home on Thursday at this time. I'm coming this way. I mean, anything you do in ahead would help.
Right.
Hypothetically would help us in the long run.
Oh, okay.
You know, you just never know anymore.
Right. What about the apps like Life 360? Which keep track of people.
Not heard of that.
You've not heard of the Life
360?
Okay, now I've got to show you my app.
All right.
Technology.
It's on my
phone, and it's on everyone in my family's phone. Okay? So now you can see where we all are.
Well, that could be handy with the kids.
All right. Now, now if you zoom in... by, you know, unpinching, whatever that move is called, you get close enough, it turns into a map.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, is that cool or what?
I'll tell you what, technology.
Actually, it'll turn into a satellite view.
You can switch it over to Yep.
Automatically switches over when. So it, you.
Now you got to be careful with some apps, and I'm going to kind of preference this with the County Highway 1, which is Enterprise Road.
Right.
And the 161. I believe some of these crashes we've had up there, the GPSs are showing the drivers they're on the wrong road.
Oh, really?
The map is off.
Okay.
So, but that would give you good guidance.
Okay.
But from what my discussions with the 911 coordinator, Bing Maps, I mean, I'm not promoting any map over the other, but
right.
it's pretty close to being spot on in Wayne County.
All right. Well, this is not plotting a route for me.
Right.
It's just showing me where I'm at.
Right.
Or where family members are.
But it's overlaying on another map.
On another map, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the only problem with that is everybody has to have one on their phone.
Right.
You and your phone has to be charged.
Yeah.
And
like I said, technology, like you mentioned, I mean, we're both kind of technology guys, but when I got hired in 1999, that was non-existent.
Exactly right.
When I was a kid growing up, you know, phone the map was the most impossible thing to do. So the times, I mean, I would never imagine we'd be here.
Right. So let me ask you this, because I'm a map guy. Do you like a paper map when you drive?
I actually like paper map to look it over, but I actually listen to the GPS as well.
Okay.
If I'm going somewhere I have not been.
Okay.
But kind of the overview, okay, that's where I'm going, that's what's around it. It's easier to look at it for me that way.
Okay.
But then the turn-by-turn, I rely on technology.
Okay. All right. See, I kind of got burnt with technology years and years ago. The girls may have been 17 years ago, because I think the girls were like 3 or 4. So right in there, 17 years. We were going down to Kentucky, and we were going to stay in Metropolis, okay? And so I'd never been to Metropolis before, and we were going a different way because we usually go through Indiana to get to Kentucky, and we were going through southern Illinois. And so I plotted out a route to get to Metropolis, my hotel. And I got off the interstate at Marion and drove through the country and into Metropolis and through Metropolis to my hotel, which was right next to the interstate that I got off in Marion at.
Technology.
Paper maps every time now. In fact, one year I got a map of Alabama, and on the front cover it says Alabama. And then it has a picture of the United States, and Georgia is highlighted.
Awesome.
So, you know, you don't get that with an app.
Right.
All right. So what do we keep besides for safety equipment in a car for our winter? Do we need charging cords?
For your cellular power devices, yes. Everybody's got a cell phone now. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Keep them charged. If you're traveling, the extra battery packs you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually carry two of those when I'm working, just in case we have something.
Right.
You get front-wheel drive. Most cars, I will commend IDOT and the city of Fairfield for cleaning roads.
Right.
I mean, they do an outstanding job.
Uh-huh.
But not all states do that. So if you're traveling out of state, I used to travel to Evansville every day when I was in school. And I can tell you that Illinois Department of Transportation did a outstanding job compared to the other.
And and Indiana was outstanding.
Yeah, it was a more rough terrain. But I got there. And so you never know what you're going to encounter.
Okay.
Look at that map before you leave. No, I'm not saying driving map. Look at the weather map.
Okay.
Am I going to encounter this? Should I go today? No, I'm
right.
going to be okay. Or am I going to get stranded there? I need to take extra cash or whatever.
Okay.
Just kind of practical things.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments. We'll talk more to Chief Keith Gauglaser in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
We've learned so much about you, Dave, over the last couple of months on Morning Coffee, our weekday morning talk show at 8 a.m.
I'm not following.
I mean, you admit it. You like ABBA. You took tap dancing lessons at the Contiki when you were a kid, and you're into yoga.
And I have many more secrets to reveal.
Clearly, we've only scratched the surface. Join me, Mark Turner, Mike Dreith, and Dave Land on the Show About Nothing. Morning Coffee, weekdays on WFIW 104.9.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Chief of Police Keith Coglaser, and I guess with the holidays coming, people need to be extra vigilant to keep their cars locked and their homes locked. And it still surprises me that we have to say that.
Topic of discussion we've had for the last several months. We are having people attempting to get in cars again. This time they are trying to force their way in. We found pry marks on certain vehicles in town, but they didn't make entry because the vehicle was locked.
Okay.
So it's still happening. So protect your stuff best you can. And
all right. And if you go out shopping, put your stuff in the trunk or at least cover it up somehow.
That's our recommendation.
Okay. Any other recommendations for shopping and other than lock your car?
Lock your car. You travel the big city, I would park in a well-lit spot. As we discussed previously, remember where you're at.
Remember where you're at, yeah.
It's sad to say, but you got to kind of be looking around your surroundings. You can't just be...
Be alert, because...
Be alert, yes.
Because the world needs more alerts.
Yes.
Do you hear the stories of people who, from Fairfield or Wayne County, go out of town and they're in the big city, and it's small town boy meets big city life? Do you get those stories or?
Not too many. Like I said,
don't have that many problems in the big city, huh?
Right. I guess temptations, I guess, would be the big thing.
I
went to school with several people, then they went straight to college where I went to a junior college, and it just kind of, you can kind of see they're kind of fish out of the water for a while.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, I'm all up for traveling. I wish people best. Family travels to shop sometimes, but we also shop local, so.
Okay.
Promote that.
What about that Christmas Day? You got presents, lots of presents under the tree. Everybody opens them. There are boxes everywhere. You just throw them out. What do you do? Do you have a recommendation on that? Because I know your predecessor always wanted you to turn the boxes inside out and put them in your neighbor's trash.
Well, yeah, you could do that too. Yeah. Never thought about turning them inside out. I cut them down in little baby pieces and put them all in a bag.
Yeah.
If you got that the new greatest 70-inch TV, I probably wouldn't put that out on the porch.
The box that it came in, yeah. Out on the porch.
Yeah, so I would either put that in the back of a pickup if you could and take it down to recycling. It's a good place for it. Help the earth out there. Or if not, yeah, turn the box inside out or using it for the garage floor. if you get one of those, get a washer and dryer, it becomes a great play box for a kid for a long time.
Well, yeah, it's a fort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
We had those for about 3 months, and it finally just collapsed.
We have a small one for a rabbit. Eventually it ate it. So,
well, you don't have to buy the biggest gift then.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just like a 4-pound rabbit. So, should people be on the lookout? Should they take any precautions before leaving their home? And all of the nice new presents to go to a visit, go to grandma's or whatever, other than locking the car, locking the house and locking the garage. Is that just as easy as it is to keep?
Yeah. Like I said, if you're going to travel to see family a week or so, we would recommend stopping the mail or having somebody come by and pick it up. That way your mailbox doesn't overflow.
Right.
If you're expecting packages, maybe have them delivered. I kind of spoke with the radio earlier. Christmas time, packages being delivered to the front porch. If your business allows it and you're at work, maybe have them delivered there instead of leaving them out on your front porch.
Right.
But if you're going to be gone for an extended period of time, feel free to call the police department, and we will drive by and increase patrols at your house. And if we see something out of the ordinary, we can give you a call. Or if there is a problem, we can give you a call. We know where to locate you.
Okay.
We do, it's kind of called a vacation check, but we have a list that we maintain that, hey, we're going to be gone for so long, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're not going to go feed the fish or
one of those unknown services the Fairfield Police Department offers to its citizens, citizens of Fairfield, the vacation check.
Yeah, and like I said, we're a community police department. I try to get my officers out in the businesses and see what's going on, see if there's any issues. And it's just something we've always done. It's something not new.
No.
Just a lot of people don't think about, hey, I'll call the police and have them, you know, let them know I'm going to be gone.
Drop by the house every once in a while.
Yeah, so it's something we've always done.
Feed the fish and take the dog out. Okay.
Now, like I said, we're not going to ask for a spare key or anything like that. We're just going to drive by and make sure everything looks, maybe put some lights on timers that looks like your home.
Okay. All right. All right. That is your, those are your tips for keeping your home safe during the holidays. And we will be back with Keith Cogleasure, Fairfield Chief of Police, in just a moment.
If you enjoy original radio shows from the 40s and 50s featuring some of America's finest actors and writers, then don't miss When Radio Was every Saturday afternoon at 6 past 1 on WFIW AM 1390. Each Saturday you'll have 10 different old-time radio shows to enjoy. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and tune in this Saturday, 6 minutes after 1, and enjoy When Radio Was on WFIW AM 1390.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Chief of Police Keith Cogleasure, and we've been talking about holiday safety, holiday driving, the portal of death. Is that really what you call it, the portal of death, when the windshield only has a little hole in it that you can see through?
We don't call it that. It's called a little portal. You may have had the ending.
We fancied it up, huh?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, fancied it up. It's still true. It's a portal of death, isn't it?
It makes it difficult to see.
Can you get pulled over for having a clear windshield?
That is obstructed view.
Okay. What about the side windows?
You got to be able to either you look through the back, you got to be able to use a mirror to look behind you.
Okay.
So if you picture some of these panel vans that you can't see out the back.
Right.
That's what the mirrors are for.
Okay.
So, but, you know, you also got restrictions on people's license. So there's a lot of things into play. But, yeah, side windows clear, mirrors clear, so you can see to the rear, whether it be the back window using the rearview mirror or the side mirrors.
Okay. All right. What are some of those things that people don't think about during the winter that just don't happen during the spring and summer driving, and fall driving? Is it... I mean, I guess in spring we have to worry about water over the road, which you don't want to drive through because you can't see what's under the water. But
wintertime, you get the typical ice on the overpasses.
Yeah.
If you're thinking interstate or local, the bridges just came up 4th Street a while ago, and that was completely ice covered.
Really?
By Johnson Creek. It was ice covered. So, yeah, you got to be careful of the black ice. Depends on the amount of snow,
right?
Which is diminished.
Which
over the
goes
years,
back to you have to take your time.
Right.
Go a little slower.
Yeah. Leave a little earlier.
Leave a little earlier. All right.
Drive defensively. You don't have to be aggressive and do fishtail it everywhere. Just drive normal. That way everybody's safe.
It doesn't have to be that you're going 90 miles an hour.
Correct.
You're not going to get there any faster.
Don't. When snow covered, ice covered, even wet, don't rely on 10 feet to stop.
Okay.
You're approaching an intersection, think ahead and brake earlier.
Right. I guess that's one of those things that I've come to the conclusion on, and that is that driving faster doesn't always get me there faster.
That's correct.
I'm going to get there when I get there.
That's correct.
When I arrive, there I am.
As long as you arrive safely.
That's right. Is that a learning curve? And do some people never learn it?
Well, I'm kind of an odd cat because even when I'm not working, I still drive patrol speeds.
Okay.
And we don't get anywhere fast really when I'm driving. So a lot of times my wife does the driving. But that it, you know, after 20 years, you just, I'm looking left, I'm looking right.
Right.
See what I see, and I look down, I'm only going 25 and a 30 or,
right.
You know, so I'm usually the one getting honked at, I guess. But we're all creatures of habit.
Okay. All right. What are you looking forward to in the new year? Anything? Is there anything
same
coming
year.
Up?
Same year.
Same thing. Are we gonna? Is there gonna be an improvement to the 911 system, or is it just? Is it at the top of its game?
It is not at the top of its game. We are getting real close to the next generation of 911, which is not implemented yet. It's not state ready yet, I guess you
okay.
would say. But we, as Wayne County 911, are as close as we can get, and we're ready to turn the switch.
So when the state comes down and says, you have to do this.
We're ready.
Click.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Yeah.
Okay. And
you're going to have a lot more features, sending photographs, stuff like that.
Oh, really?
That's kind of what they're getting into.
Okay. Are you going to be able to, I guess you would, you're able to text 911 too?
Yes.
Okay. And then what about Crime Stoppers? Can you text them?
Yes.
Okay.
And like I said, that's still not received at the police department. That is received
elsewhere.
Location. And then we actually receive a fax with the information. So we don't actually speak with a caller.
Okay. So, all right. You get it faxed,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, 1980s technology.
We get it, though.
But it still comes in. It's still,
still
a tip.
We still use fax for a lot of things.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
It's actually considered more secure than the internet.
I can see that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so the next generation of 911 is
getting close.
Getting close. Yeah. Do you have any idea what the state is thinking? Do they have a timeline for the next?
It's the state. So.
Oh, okay.
They do.
And we got a new governor coming.
They
in.
They are their own timeline.
Right. Anything about the new governor? Has his platforms or anything he said made you worry or made you
much.
Feel safer? Or
I haven't heard much at all.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll assume everything's okay.
We're going to assume it.
Okay. All right. We've been talking to Chief Keith Cogglazier here on the Community Connection. And lock the doors, lock the car doors, keep those presents safe, right?
Yeah. Have a safe holiday. Great holiday. Look forward to the new year. I won't be back till next year, I believe.
That's right.
So I encourage everybody to just enjoy the holidays, enjoy the family, but be safe.
Be safe. That's good for today here on the Community Connection.